it follows one form of the verb to be. So you use a nominative for that, and you use objective where you use me. No, believe it or not, I was an English major. That's one reason that I sort of do that. No, more folks would come here saying it's me.
Mm-hmm.
As for myself, I'd say it is I, because that is correct.
Well, what would you say if you were identifying another man, you know, using the pronoun, third person, instead of using his name? You might say, oh, that's just...
Well, pays it off. Depends on whether they hear him or not. You could say, oh, that's that old son of a bitch down such and such a place.
Uh-huh.
You just kind of hang it in him.
Yeah.
And, you kind of be halfway funny. Or you could say, well, that's your next door neighbor, or that's old Jim, or that's old Charles. Or,
well, what about if you were going to use a pronoun form like I or you or she or something like that? If it was a male, you'd say yes.
Well, it's kind of like the word I. You'd use a nominative, you'd say it is he.
Do you say that naturally?
Yeah.
That's he?
Yeah, it is he. Or you could say it's him, but that's not correct. I mean, that's not correct English.
You hear it a lot, though?
Oh, yeah, you hear it all the time. A whole lot more than you hear it is I or it is he. But most folks say, yeah, that's him.
Well, what about the feminine form? Say that's...
That is she, or that's her.
Yeah.
People use objective. It's funny, they use objective a whole lot more than they use the nominative. In other words, they speak incorrect English. Occasionally, sometimes I'll use incorrect English on purpose. Depends on who I'm talking to. I've got some of these Hey CD customers.
What?
Hey CD customers.
Oh yeah.
And I'll use ain't and a few other terms just to make them feel comfortable.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. Well, what about this expression? Say, if I had been to a party and you didn't get to go for some reason, and afterwards I was telling you about it,
yeah,
and you wanted to know who was at the party, everybody who was there,
yeah,
what would you probably ask me?
Well, who was there? That's usually... I said, well, I got a social cup. Who was there?
Well, what about this? Say if I had been to church on Sunday and for some reason you couldn't make it, and I was telling you about it afterwards, and you wanted to know what the preacher said, everything that he said, what would you probably ask?
What did the preacher talk about, or what was the sermon?
You ever hear anybody say something like, well, who all was there,
yeah,
or what all did he say?
They use all, yeah, who all, you all, those are common terms. Very common terms. That's one thing that the Yankees hoo-haw us about is saying you all.
What about the possessive form of you all? Like if you were asking several people if they own something together, like a car, for instance, you might say, is that car?
Belong to y'all.
Belong to y'all.
It's y'all's car.
Y'all's car.
Yeah.
You ever hear anybody say y'all's? Is
y'all's? Hear some niggas say it, maybe. Some of the niggas may say it.
Yeah. I want to get on another subject. Could you tell me about some different types of bread that you know about?
Well, there's wheat bread and rye bread and corn bread and crackling bread and corn pone brown bread is muffins. I think of what you call it.